We begin in Bahrain, where regime forces shoot and injure a council representative in the village of Sitra, south of the capital, Manama. Bahraini soldiers peppered Sadiq Rabi with bird shots during a peaceful protest. Reports say he's now in stable condition. Similar rallies were held in several other towns, including Karza Khan and Sanabis. Demonstrators expressed their solidarity with political prisoners and called for their release. The latest protests come only a few days after the Bahraini regime announced it would seek legal action against the main opposition party, Al-Wifaq. Manama says the party is behind protests in the tiny Persian Gulf Kingdom. Bahrain has been gripped by anti-government protests since last year. Dozens of people have been killed in a crackdown by the Manama regime, also supported by troops from Saudi Arabia. Hundreds more have been detained. Well, to discuss that a bit further, we're now joined by Ms. Sarah Marusek, who is a political analyst, speaking to us live now from Beirut. Thanks a lot for joining us. And I wanted to ask you about, you know, these two events, the shooting of a council representative, and secondly, this legal action that Bahrain says it's going to take against Al-Wifaq. What is the signal about where the revolution in Bahrain has reached at this point?
Well, thank you for having me on. I think, firstly, the fact that people continue going to the streets and mobilizing and coming together. I know there was some period after which they were not demonstrating, but recently they've taken to the streets again. Tens of thousands were demonstrating recently, and now many have come out in protest of the recent court decision to maintain the sentence against the eight leaders who are facing life in prison for simply demanding freedom, for simply protesting for their rights. Rights which every human being deserves everywhere, no matter where they live. So we have to look at this as a remarkable and very admirable moment in Bahraini history, where the people are continuing to go into the streets and they're continuing to chant peaceful, peaceful, and maintain their protests in such a respectable way, and it's truly an inspiration to watch. But unfortunately, of course, yes, the government is going to keep on finding new ways to oppress the people. It will pass laws to make it impossible for them to protest so that when they do protest, they will be prosecuted, which is just silly. Every human being has the right to go into the streets and to protest. And the government basically is using strategies that are being imported by the United States. You know, they took John Timoney, a new NYPD cop, and they're using the same sort of oppressive, supposedly nonviolent strategies that basically just hide the violence. They use different kinds of tear gas that's lethal. They use birdshot instead of other kinds of bullets, but they're still killing people and they're still injuring people and they're still desperately oppressing the rights of Bahraini people. And so you will see this government continually try these new means of repressing simply to stall and to continue its power and to maintain control over the people. But if the people keep up coming out, they're going to finally get their rights. They're going to have to succeed because there's no way that this situation can be maintained.
All right, we just have under a minute left. I wanted to ask, you know, I've heard the argument made in the past that the United States will at some point in time lose patience with the Bahraini monarchy and may support a regime change or a change in the government there. Do you see that happening?
Honestly, I do not see that happening at all, at least not with the current administration. Who knows what will happen after the elections in November. But right now, U.S. interests in the region are really quite fragile because of the recent Arab uprisings. The United States is not happy with the new government in Egypt. They're certainly not going to want to see a similar kind of government emerge that is independent and autonomous and will stand up against Israel emerge in Bahrain. And of course, they're increasingly worried about Iran because of Iran's growing power and influence, not only in the region, but throughout the world with its recent successful hosting of the NAM summit. And so the United States will do everything possible to continue the status quo in Bahrain. And you know, we see this with the arms deals continuing. The military sales have not stopped despite this obvious and blatant oppression.
All right, I do apologize for interrupting you there, but we will have to leave it there for now. That was Ms. Sarah Marusik, political analyst, speaking to us live from Beirut. As always, we do appreciate your insight here on Press TV.